Today, we're going to have a special program where we are going to embrace the spirit of Halloween. We're going to look at innovation around Halloween. And of course, we're going to start where else with a candy company. It wouldn't be Halloween without a look at candy. We're going to be joined by one of the leaders of innovation in the confectionery industry, Will Papa. Will is a senior vice president and chief R&D officer for Hershey's here in Pennsylvania. Hershey's, I didn't know, owns a range of different candy brands. I didn't know Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were a Hershey product, as is Twizzlers. We'll hear more about what Hershey's does and how they develop new candy products, as well as new other types of food products. Before diving into how you develop new products, experiences, other things, tell us a bit about the market. This is, of course, a very old market, but how is it changing? How is the market for confectionery changing?
Well, first of all, it continues to grow, so that's the good news, and growing particularly fast in Asia, but even in North America, you're seeing growth in the chocolate business. The other thing that's happening is the growth is skewing toward the dark chocolates. So people feel good about dark chocolate, and there's a lot of reasons to feel good about dark chocolate. So that part of the market is growing faster than the mainstream, but it's all growing, and that's exciting.
Yeah, and it seems like it's a tough thing for Hershey's, right? I mean, you've got at the low end kind of store brands and generics, and at the high end, you've got all these artisanal, I hate using that word, but it's a descriptive term for these high end chocolates with different flavors, you know, blueberry or raspberry or chili pepper or sea salt. And so that it seems like it might squeeze your company.
Well, actually, we're getting in on that action. In fact, I guess I should have shared this as things people wouldn't know about Hershey, which is Brookside, which is our fastest growing chocolate brand. That's a dark chocolate brand with fruit centers. It's exactly what you described. And you're right. Those things are growing, and we're a part of that. We also have a couple of premium brands. We Scharfenberger is Hershey, as is Dagoba, which is an organic premium chocolate. So we're actually, you know, we really are a family of brands. Though core Hershey is holding up just fine, though. You know, and like I say, there's growth. People really get that confections are a treat. I think there'll always be a place for chocolate.
So how do you understand what customers will really enjoy?
Well, we do a lot of consumer research. It's part of it's watching the trends and seeing what's hot in terms of the culinary space. But then it's a lot of talking to consumers and really understanding what they're looking for, what their needs are, what their unmet needs are, what flavors they wish they could find. You know, you talked about how consumers get frustrated when they can't find what it is they're looking for. If we ask, they'll tell us. And the other thing, though, too, is we also blend that with, here are things we're seeing. What do you think of this? And then we have, the customers also, our trade customers will also give us clues and hints about, hey, here's what our consumers are coming in looking for. What can you develop?
And how do you find sometimes if you ask customers, they'll tell you, but sometimes customers don't know what they want. How do you find that next big thing that customers don't know that they'll love until they see it or taste it?
Yeah, that's a great question, and there's multiple ways, but one of my favorite ones is finding innovation at what I call the seams, which is the place where a couple categories come together. And we have a recent product we introduced more on the refreshment side called Cool Blast.
Cool Blasts, as I understand it, that's the product that is like gum, but it actually disappears. So tell us about Cool Blast.
Yeah, and so Cool Blast is an example of a product that chews like a gum, but then melts away like a mint. So you know, it's in the seam between gum and mint because people like the refreshment and feeling and things they get from gum, but then don't want to have to bother with disposing of it. So we've introduced this product that fits right into that seam. And how you get insights like that is just observing people chewing gum and, not knowing what to do with it or listening to them say what it is they like and not like about the gum experience. And then we had to come up with some way to develop a product that would, address the needs for the refreshment piece and yet have the convenience of a mint.